This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Opening day, Mariners and Athletics tonight, 7:10 from T-Mobile Park. We are live at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Head chef is coming up. We're talking tacos today. Since we're at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila's.
Correct. It's number change.
Get a men's room IPA. Get a men's room 20th anniversary lager while you're down here. They've got it in the silver can. And, of course, if you're in the stadium tonight, there are three different sections that are going to carry the beer. That is the All-Star Club, Club Level Bar 243, and the 132 Natural Bar if you're looking for the beer tonight.
132 Natural.
132 Natural in the bright yellow can.
All right.
Head Chef is coming up first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. Hello. All Jump right into the birthdays there, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Oliver Cholos, today is my 21st full trip around the sun. I want to thank you guys for always making my afternoon that my dad always listens to. So if it's not too much, can I get some green beans, a bong rip, Coach Ted getting me ready for my 20s, and the Dirty Germans telling me how to spend my 21st birthday at my yurt with my girlfriend. All the best, guys. That from Wyatt.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to do anything to have a happy first birthday, what you do is buy a ticket to Deutschland, get yourself naked, and then we call you the human sleeping bag.
Yeah, see, the thing is, so he's spending the birthday in the yurt, so, you know, make it hurt.
The yurt hurt, yes.
The yurt hurt. All right, you're getting in your 20s, you're going out, you're spending a lot of time with your girlfriend in a yurt. My first advice, wear a condom. All right, second piece of advice, you got a whole decade in front of you till you hit 30s. You know what, just have fun. About 25, 26, you got to change it up, but let's be safe in that yurt.
Guys, I want to wish you, Austin, a very happy 30th birthday. Have fun down in Arizona. Can you give him a, your penis is too small,
yes.
A what is that, bro, and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. That from badass Uncle Jazz.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Check. You guys ready for some dad jokes?
They look ready.
What do you do when you see a spaceman? What do you do when you see a spaceman?
What do you do?
You park your car.
Parking space.
Parking space. Yeah, all right. Space. I did not get it. Thank you, Mike.
Gotcha, man.
Guys, I missed a year of high school because I pulled a groin muscle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wasn't mine.
Oh, no. Good God, Miles.
I changed all my passwords to incorrect.
Why?
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Now, if I type in the wrong password, it tells me my password is
incorrect.
Thank you.
All right. That's just smarter thinking.
I guarantee you somebody does that.
What sound does James Bond's doorbell make? What sound does James Bond's doorbell make?
Nope, I got nothing.
Dong.
James Dong.
Ding dong. Yeah. And finally,
dong. Ding dong.
After having sex with twins, my friend asked me how I could possibly tell them apart.
How?
I said it's easy. Abby has pink fingernails. Tom has an uncircumcised penis.
Oh, no.
Tell you what, though, Tom's hot.
Yep.
Sweet, sweet lover.
Guys, I want to wish my wonderful husband, Steve, a happy 50th birthday. Thanks for always making me laugh, even at the most inopportune times. Could he please get advice from the captain on how to recover from knee surgery? And some dad jokes for Miles. Maybe some flatulence, if Mike could.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, because he is a child, I do declare. Lots of love, that from Elaine.
Yeah, and then we need the captain.
Captain.
Right here.
Ooh! Well, ahoy there. I'm sorry that you had knee surgery, but I'll tell you this. The old Capitan is at knee surgery himself. And what I found is, to deal with the pain, your doctors give you opiates. But here's the thing. You don't take the opiates, you sell them. And with the money the old Capitan has made, I booked my trip to old Cabo Wabo and met a little Censorina named Lucille. Lucille has a mouth leg up like Costumus. And I spent the next month, six months in rehab for what we call mouth hug therapy. By the end of it, I was feeling fine. And then Tony the Tiger found out my things. Difference is he has four knees, 1 year of mouth hug plecostomy. Crunch bags.
All right, dad jokes. Opening day dad jokes.
All right.
Ted, here's one for you.
Hit me.
What do parents feed their infants so they grow up to be race car drivers? What do parents feed their infants?
Formula.
Formula One.
Formula One. There we go.
Guys, I had a thought about echoes, but now it escapes me. But it'll come back to me.
Nice.
Two cows were hanging out smoking a joint. The stakes were high. Hey, does anyone need an arc?
No, why?
I know a guy.
Got it.
And one more.
Oh, Tim liked that one.
Always remember this. When you buy something and they ask for your ID, tell them, I left my eye at home. Would you like to see my D? All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitches.
Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. They don't have a ton of tacos at Sliver, but they do have tacos here at Pioneer. Tacos and tequila. And I believe, I don't know where my sous chef Ryan Castle is. I believe we have some tacos.
Oh, he's right here.
They're on the way, Ted.
They're on the way. All right. Until we get some tacos, let's talk with it. Just quick round of applause. Who likes tacos?
Everyone likes tacos.
I think everybody does like tacos.
Uh-oh.
And there's so many different varieties of tacos. I think even just the establishments you go get tacos from, right? You might go to a place like this that has authentic good tacos. Sometimes you're just in a mood for like fast food tacos.
Breakfast tacos, all
breakfast
kinds
tacos,
of good tacos.
All that kind of stuff.
Oh, look out.
Send them down there. Let Miles throw a munch on them.
All right.
Now we got all different flavors of these tacos. Yeah, here, Chef can hold and talk. There we go.
There we go. All right.
Those look darn good.
Those look really good.
Darn good.
Yeah, Mike, I got out was darn good.
That's all right.
Came with a playing card. All right, so let's talk about tacos, where they established, where they started. You guys try a taco. Tell me what you think. Okay. By the way, these look like proper street tacos. You have the pickled radish, I believe, on there. A little cilantro. And then some onion as well.
Yeah.
Miles, keep it
simple and stupid, you know what I mean?
I will say one of the few times that I eat vegetables raw or on tacos. This is true. This is
all true. Right. That and a Philly cheesesteak, right? Peppers and onions?
A Philly cheesesteak.
Well, hey, that counts. People aren't positive exactly where tacos started, but most of the theories is that it started down in Mexico, of course. Traditionally, right, you would have corn tacos, corn shells. Over the years, you've gotten different things. These are the traditional street taco and that tiny little corn shell. Miles, which one are you going with first there? You got chicken or pork?
I got pork.
All right, dive in. Let me know what you think.
All right.
Again, taco is supposed to be a food made with love. So often you invite people over. And like we were saying, some of the styles of cooking of tacos take a long time. Carne asada, you can cook a little quicker, higher flame. But anything you got, like al pastor, any of that kind of stuff. I don't know why I'm doing an accent. Any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Carnitas. You're going to have to use a little bit longer time. Slow cook.
These are great slow cooked pork tacos.
Excellent. All right. So we started with pork.
More of a pulled pork. Sorry, I'm chewing.
No. Al pastor, of course, is shepherd style. Or Arab tacos, as they call them. Thin pork seasoned with adobo seasoning, then skewered, overlapped one another, and a vertical rotisserie cooked and flame broiled.
Ooh.
Kind of like a shawarma, if you will.
I'm not sure I've ever had that.
It has roots in Mexicans, Lebanese immigrant population.
Oh, okay.
I would recommend a very good taco stand if you like Al Pastor up there off North Gateway. I don't know the name of it. Tacos Asador. Basically, this is going to be your carne asada. These are grill or spit tacos, meaning basically they've grilled them on there. Now, listen, they say you can have two versions, carne asada or tripe. If you don't know what tripe is, trust me, you don't want to eat it.
Right? Go with the carne asada.
Yeah. Tripe, look, some people like it. Bourdain would go on and really like tripe, but it's the inside intestines of a fish, I want to say. That is a tough little...
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know if I tried it. Because you're either going to really like it or really hate it, right?
Correct. And I think it's one of those things, again, kind of like a, I don't know, like a chitlin or a hog maw. Like, you're going to have to cook the hell out of that thing so people like it because it's intestine.
A lot of seasoning involved in there that basically masking all the nasty that's in there.
Right. We all know Miles' favorite tacos, of course, are Tacos de Carbiza. These are head tacos. I'm not helping. There's a flat, punctuated metal plate with steams from the edge from the head of the cow. So basically, they're head tacos in the sense that you're like eating like the cow's cheeks or anything else from the cow or whatever. Man, we got a lot of tacos.
We got more tacos coming.
I thought I was ordering like four tacos of each. Apparently, I ordered four orders. Mm-hmm. Let them try the pork belly ones. Those ones are going to be delicious.
I'll take a pork belly taco.
Also, that kind of brings us into the American tacos as we know them as well. Different versions of that, and you can add different stuff. Pork belly, to me, traditionally is going to be an Asian food or whatnot.
Oh, we got more tacos, man.
Jesus.
No, listen, my friend here, they've got more than you know.
All right. I see Mike's also got a fish taco over there.
That's a shrimp taco I got over here, Ted.
Shrimp taco. All right, good. So shrimp tacos are going to establish more of a... And keep in mind, Mexico has a lot of states as well, like we do. So anytime you get closer to the shore, you're going to get all those shrimp tacos involved and all that deliciousness. Miles, you were right. You're usually going to get a little fresh avocado, your lime, maybe some kind of lime sauce on there.
If you're headed down the ball game, come down here and get a taco.
Are they that
these
good?
These things are absolutely... I know you're doing the segment. You can't eat them. But
I'm going to eat them as soon as we're done.
They are absolutely fantastic.
So these shrimp tacos, man, they breaded and fried these shrimp. And it's got the cilantro in there. It's got a little bit of slaw in there. I don't know what that sauce is, but there's a lime zest to it, and it's phenomenal, man.
Okay.
I haven't
gotten there yet.
Yeah, some other things about tacos. Does anybody in here like a breakfast taco?
Or a breakfast burrito, same difference, yeah.
Right, so to me, like, when I go to Austin, Austin to me is like the epicenter of the breakfast taco, and they do kind of give credit to Austin, but then some people think it's been a little, oh man, I don't want this to spill, a little whitewashed, if you will. But breakfast taco generally is going to be here to take the leftover meat you have the day before, oftentimes brisket too, because you're in Texas. Then you add on there, thank you, Danny, I appreciate that. I'm trying to describe for people, if you're in your car listening, we have trays of tacos basically on a bar top, and we have four laptops out as well.
Right, we have zero room on here.
This is not the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, not at all.
It's amazing.
We're at Tequila's Tacos, my friend. Who are you?
You were.
You got to say it to the mic.
I'm Hannah.
Hello, hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Tell us a little, speak a little closer to the mic, but then tell us a little more about your tacos.
So, right now, they're going to pass out our Pioneer Taco.
Okay.
The best taco. It has our ground beef with chipotle crema, queso, and pickled jalapenos on top of it. It's the perfect hangover, greasy, cheesy taco that you're going to want.
All right. I guess I would recommend people, too, come by after the game.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Stop back in.
Stop by and... we'll have those.
You can try the Men's Room IPA. You can try the 20th anniversary lager that they got in the silver cans. Yeah, I mean, it smells amazing. I hope people can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm dying right now.
Yes.
I got all these stuff surrounded by tacos. Can't touch one of them.
Glad you guys came in.
There's also different I'm going to struggle on this one.
You got it.
Different ethnicities.
There you go.
Have different versions of tacos. You know, the funny thing is, I have not even had a beer yet today. Ethnicities. So for our Native American friends, they have the fry bread taco. Sometimes also known as a puffy taco. You ever had fry bread, Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So especially, I know if you get out to Eastern Washington, I will say one year leaving the desert at Burning Man, the first food I had was a Indian taco on the fry bread. Mm. And it was awesome out there in the desert and stuff. So they cook it
what's
different
ways. In that? That sounds good.
Basically, that's going to be your standard kind of white guy taco just on Native American
I'm
fry
not
bread.
White.
Okay.
All right. Your standard American taco, not Hispanic taco.
I'm just
saying
as a black dude, I'm like, what's a white man taco?
I think ground beef. You made it at home. You're sponsored by Old El Paso.
Yeah, so a black man taco. All right, we're on track.
We should go standard American taco.
Yes.
Is there a black taco?
No. You just described it, ma'am. That's an American
taco. I was going to make a joke, but I'm going to skip it.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of fusions. If somebody said I'm running a soul food taco joint, I'd pop in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Makes you wonder, is a gyro a taco? I know that debate has never been brought up.
Right, so it's kind of like, so we're at a ballpark today, right? Is a hot dog a taco?
No, because it's on a bun, I think.
Yeah, but you hold it in like a taco form.
You do.
So that's another thing, too, is that like a lot of people don't know, like as we're used to tacos as Americans with ground beef and everything, because literally the guy that invented Taco Bell was like, there's already McDonald's, there's already all these burgers. I want to invent something that's new. He saw a taco stand in L.A., and then he was like, I also want to make it so that Americans will eat it. So that's why he started adding lettuce,
okay.
Whereas traditional Mexican tacos will not have lettuce. That's also why their hot sauces are so mild. Because he knew that people wouldn't take, like, authentic Mexican hot right. sauce.
Yeah. I think a hot dog might be an American taco. I'll tell you why. Half folded, that's your bun. Meat in the middle, and anything but a top. Hot dogs, American tacos, bro. That's a U.S. taco.
Soft shell tacos, I would also say I love them. I think is you know, that's a very American thing, as opposed to, like, generally I feel like when you're authentic Mexican restaurant, the only really flour thing is going to be a burrito wrap.
That's right.
But either way, get down here, get down to the ballpark, have some tacos, have some beers. Let's go Mariners!
Yes! Live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, you are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
People are filing in for the Mariners' home opener tonight. We are live at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. We do have your headlines coming up, by the way, at 5:50, and the shot of the day on the way at 5:08. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A fungus-infected zombie spider. A whole colony of them have invaded London. Fungus-infected zombie spiders.
What was it? And also zombie seals, I read in off the coast of San Francisco in California.
What is with the doggone influx of zombie animals that
Did
is
you
making
read about that,
that?
It's the fungus, man. I saw those spiders are already mad. Then the guy took a picture of his spider. And I don't know. For me, like, I'm about to check out.
Sure.
I cannot be here for this. This is not okay.
Did you guys see the picture of those zombie spiders?
Yes.
They look like little cotton balls that are walking around.
Did you read what they do?
No.
So the fungus is true of a couple of different animals, not so much us, but the fungus takes over the spiders, makes them look the way they look, but they take over the spider's brain, and then they make the spider do what it can do to spread the fungus.
So it's kind of like that. There's another one that, like, it infects an ant, and it does the same thing.
Yeah, it's
the same
thing.
It zombifies them. And that's really the most terrifying thing, is that it's not just as, you know, it's not just a parasite. It's not just feeding off of you. The doggone thing actually uses you as a puppet.
Yeah.
Which is the terrifying thing.
But in the last 10 years, we've heard of zombie deers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now zombie spiders.
Yep.
This past week, zombie seals.
There was the zombie guys down in Florida.
What about zombie Ted? Yeah. Someone, a fungus took over Ted and said, put on the hat that's so stupid.
We got big hat Ted.
Well, you know, still Sweet 16, you know, baseball or not.
There's evidence to suggest that heart issues could lead to brain shrinkage.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. You're not getting enough stuff up there.
And that's pretty much what
Is that
you're not getting
an official diagnosis.
That's right. I really want Dr. Ted. So here's the thing going on with you, buddy. Your stuff down there is not pumping enough to your stuff up there. So therefore, the stuff up there is shrinking.
Yeah, take two of these. Call me in the morning.
A new study has found that combining intermittent fasting with an exercise regimen can help you burn 3 extra pounds of fat than just exercise alone.
Why do we go through this
all
the time?
Somebody got money to make this study.
I know, but like everything about being healthy, we know. We choose to ignore it. We know what we can do to be healthy. If we want to be healthy, we choose to be healthy. Instead, we decide to drink.
Well, it's back to the fact if you exercise, you're fine. But the caloric intake, if you eat less or you fast, I mean, yes. Well, you should, in theory, lose weight.
And how many times have we heard it from people that are fit? They say, actually, you know what? It's like 90% diet. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't listen to people that are fit.
And that's why, I should not smoke weed.
Oh, I'm with you there,
because
Miles.
Because it ruins it.
Oh, my God.
I can be really good. I can go to the gym.
All throughout the day.
I can eat a really healthy dinner, make a piece of fish, make some salad. I get stoned. I start watching, you know, something bad on PBS. And the next thing you know, I'm knee-deep into the ice cream I should never have bought.
Exactly.
PBS, you are daring.
I'm serious, man.
You know, if you're trying to be...
I can't deal with Frontline.
If you're trying to be calorie deficient, then you're probably not going to be full throughout the day. Now, if you're like me, you kind of enjoy that feeling of being full. So when you're trying to be healthier, you're constantly hungry. When you smoke weed, that goes out the window.
Well, yeah, there
is, I mean, there is skinny stoners.
Oh, absolutely. They're better than me.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny stoner.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at Rastafarians, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's all vegetarian and wheat.
No. They also have no food.
Oh, they eat stuff.
Not a goat.
Let's see. New research on sucralose suggests that it could be stimulating your hunger center as opposed to satisfying it.
What is that?
Sucralose. So it's one of those hidden sugars. And the danger of
sucralose.
But the danger of it is that, just like it said, instead of like making you feel full, so you're eating a candy or whatever product that's got a bunch of sucralose in it, instead of feeling satisfied and feeling full, it's actually hitting the button that's like, you need to eat something right now.
Why does your body do that? Here's the thing. Ever since I was little, everyone talked about how amazing the human body is, which it is, right? Your brain does these incredible things all the time. But then when it comes to sweets or salt or anything that we enjoy as a treat, your brain's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, what's the shut-up valve that your brain says this is not okay anymore?
Well, the problem is that a lot of sugars and salts, like a drug, will hit that dopamine sensor and release some.
Yeah.
So, like, your body also, like, you know you're not hungry, but those chips keep hitting that. It's like it's like, I don't know, if I had to guess, like doing cocaine, right? So
hitting
it just gives
button.
You a little
No,
boost.
Ted, we don't eat what...
But I'm saying it, you want to do more drugs, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with, like, when you're eating a bag of chips. Like, they know what they're doing. They designed those chips to be eaten. You can't eat just one. No less.
Studies from lunar missions are proving useful concerning Martian missions, mainly about the dust that'll be encountered on the planet.
That's your biggest problem.
Yeah, right.
I love that. I saw it. They're like, man, the dust on Mars is toxic. And I'm thinking, well, also you're on goddamn Mars.
Right. If the frigid temperatures, the dying heat, the lack of oxygen doesn't kill you, the dust is about to get you.
That's what you're worried
about. But basically,
okay,
what they're talking about is that there's like heavy metals inside of the
heavy
ground
metal.
And the dust that's flying around Mars. Like that's, and they found it in the suits of the astronauts that went to the moon. So it's it's the same situation there.
I don't know. I'm with Thrill. But you're already on Mars. Like, things are against you. It's like, oh, it was that last shot of the night. It's like, oh, it was the dust.
The good news is none of us have to worry about it.
Right? Like, oh, I was going to make it home from Mars. Fine.
Where'd
with
you
that
go on
damn
holiday?
Dust.
Yeah. Doggone dust.
Damn dust, dude.
Most all generations are suffering through a sex recession except for which generation? Which generation?
Generation X, bitch.
You're damn right. It's Gen X.
Is it really?
Damn right.
They're all throwing
down.
That's
my generation.
They are seeing an increase in the amount of sex that they're having.
Yeah, yeah. We're not kidding ourselves.
Who are these people?
What are you thinking about? What are you doing? What's
sign me up for this. Up?
Okay, so it is opening day. It is also Big Dummy Day. We've been doing a lot of trivia. We've been talking a lot of baseball, so I decided that I was going to get in on this as well and have a little bit of fun with you guys, and it's time for...
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10!
Oh, no. 10 Major League ballparks for the 2025 season. I was 7 years old the first time I crossed over the threshold into this place of wonder and awe. It's absorbed the joys and pains of diehard fans for well over a century. It's a magical place where you feel anything is possible as you ascend the steps and look out on that field. Each time I get to visit, I get a lump in my throat. I can feel my eyes well up. It's more than a game here. It's a collectively religious experience. For the love of the game, for the cries of the fans, the smell of the grass, the breeze that blows in off Lake Michigan and wreaks havoc with a hopeful home run. It feels like home. It is Wrigley Field.
Good Lord.
That's our boy, right. BD. He really, really likes Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that was a moment of truth for my man.
There was a little hitch in his throat in there. That man loves baseball. So, Sports Illustrated.
I mean, Wrigley Field is a great place to see a ball game.
I really want to go, man. So, Sports Illustrated did put out MLB's best ballparks for 2025, but I'm going to do something different with you guys. While going down the list, I'm going to name the ballpark. You guys have to name the team that plays in the ballpark.
All right,
okay?
All right.
You got
okay.
it? Here we go. So, at number 30 on the list is George M. Steinbrenner Field. Who plays at George M. Steinbrenner
Field? The Yankees.
Yeah. No, that is incorrect. This one's a little bit far southeast. Down in Florida.
Oh, is that the Marlins?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
They're not playing at Tropicana Field because it got destroyed in a hurricane.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's a tricky one there,
that
Mike.
That is crap. That is a crap question.
All right, how about Sutter Health Park, number 29?
Sutter Health Park.
Okay,
Sutter Health
Park. Let's do the math. That's supposed to be in Sacramento.
You're absolutely right, Miles. The Athletics.
He's doing. He's trying to trick us.
Well, they got
to
put them down there because they're fields that haven't been used for a hot minute there.
In Sutter home,
yeah. And number 28, Rate Field. R-A-T-E, Rate Field.
Rate. So that's like a mortgage company?
This is a town that has two baseball teams.
Oh. And is that where the White Sox play?
That is where the White Sox play. Okay. Very good.
Wow.
Job.
All right.
Again,
this is a big brain on Miles.
Ranking the ballparks for 2025, number 27, Lone Depot Park. Lone Depot Park.
I would say somewhere in Texas.
Nope, you're close, but not Texas. A little bit further east.
Diamondbacks.
Not the Diamondbacks. Go east. Yet again, we're back in Florida.
Is that the Marlins?
Miami Marlins?
That's the Miami Marlins right there.
Okay.
Coming on down, number 26, Globe Life Field. Who plays at Globe Life Field?
Wow. That's obviously the Texas Rangers.
That is the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
do we have any Texas Ranger fans in this establishment? Oh, I love the deafening silence.
It's tough to be a fan of Texas baseball, whether it be the Astros or the Rangers, and
no
not live there.
Screw Texas baseball.
It is funny.
They're both good.
So. Right, but you see a lot of Houston fans. I don't know that I run into a bunch of random Rangers fans.
No, you do after a couple years ago when they actually finally won it. Oh, what do you know? There's Rangers fans everywhere. Number 25, Chase Field. Who plays
the Mets.
Not the Mets.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
The Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah.
That used to be the Bob. I've seen a game in there.
I have been outside Chase Field several times. I've been down in that little spot in Phoenix. I really want to go to a Diamondbacks.
You know, it is what it is. They used to have a TGI Fridays in Center Field, which I thought was cool.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And they have a pool out there, dude.
They do. Right below TGI Fridays.
Miles, we could be in there eating free-for-alls, swimming in the pool.
Potato skins, bathing suit,
baseball. Luxury.
Man.
Ranking the ballpark for the 2025 season, who plays at Rogers Center?
The Blue Jays.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
I know that one.
Good call.
Damn, it's another one with a retractable roof. Good-looking stadium there.
Well, because there's Rogers Arena, Rogers Center. Like, whoever's Rogers is, they sponsor a lot of ass in Canada.
Yes, they do. Number 23. This is a stumper right here. Angel Stadium.
Oh, the Los Angeles. Yep. Angels of Anaheim?
That is absolutely correct. That's a good open-air stadium out there. I wouldn't mind seeing that one. I'm a little surprised it's that far down. The establishment would just be awful.
So is that a newer stadium or is that the old stadium and they just redid it?
It's got the rocks in the outfield and all that weird crap.
But it's the same place.
Not in the outfield, but above the center field line.
But it has the same place where, like, Reggie Jackson tried to kill the Queen.
Yes, a naked gun. That is correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nationals Miles. Park at number 22.
That's easy.
That's another one it's an open air park. Good looking, right? Is it right down there in downtown DC? Where's it at there, Ted?
So it's in Southwest, which we never went to when I was growing up because it was a very dangerous neighborhood.
Oh.
And then the year I left, the Nats moved in. You'd be shocked what they've done to that neighborhood.
It's almost the same thing they did in Philly. Well, Philly did it after DC.
Correct, yeah. But I mean, like, when I was a kid, the Wharf was down there, Mike. So you'd go down there and get, like, seafood and stuff, but that was about it.
Okay.
And now they have, like, fancy restaurants.
Ooh. Who plays at the Great American Ballpark? Number 21 on the list. Great American Ballpark.
Minnesota Twins.
Not the Minnesota Twins. You're in the right vicinity, though.
Brewers.
Not the Brewers.
No. Great American Ballpark.
Great American Ballpark. That is it. That is there in Ohio.
The Reds.
The Cincinnati Reds. Correct.
Yeah, the Big Red Machine.
Oh, yeah. How about Progressive Field, number 20 on the list?
Progressive Field is the home of...
Is that the Royals?
No, it's a little way down the road from our last stadium.
Huh.
Oh, where did they play?
Kansas City Royals.
No, it is the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians.
The Guardians.
All right.
So it's up the road.
Up the road. That's right. Cincinnati's further south, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doggone it. Our boss would kill me for that. Kauffman Stadium. We broke a number 20. Kauffman Stadium,
Royals,
number 19.
That's the Kansas City Royals.
Right there next to Arrowhead. And what's funny is the wife and I went on down there to see a Chiefs game, and it's right there next to it, and you could actually see the crown for the Royals while you were there in Arrowhead Stadium. I really want to go.
Side note, if you go to a Royals or Chiefs game, it is nowhere near anything.
It is in the middle of nowhere.
Truly. Truly.
Daikin Park, Daikin Park, number 18 on the list. It was renamed.
Is that the Colorado Rockies?
It is not the Colorado Rockies. This used to be Minute Maid Park.
Oh, Marlins.
No.
Rays.
Nope. We've named both of those already. Nope. Minute Maid Park.
Oh, Houston Astros.
The Houston Astros. Any Astro fans in here? Anybody like the Astros in this?
Ooh.
There we go. I love it.
Right answer.
Somebody get me a trash can to bang on.
Yeah. Ranking the MLB ballparks is according to Sports Illustrated, 17 Yankee Stadium.
Yankees.
The Yankees. City Field, number 16 on the
Mets.
List. The Mets play at City Field. Very good. 10.
All right.
American Family Field. This is another one.
Is it
the Phillies?
It is not Minneapolis. It is not the Phillies. This is another one that recently was renamed because most people just know it as Miller Park.
The Brewers.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Still the greatest logo in baseball.
I agree. That's a gorgeous logo.
If you go to Milwaukee, by the way, everybody knows Miller's made there, but there's a smaller brewery, Lakefront or Lake Street. Either way, they have the old mug that the mascot would slide into.
No kidding.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Bush Stadium comes in at number 14.
St. Louis.
The Cardinals. Comerica Park.
Don't you think they should change that to Bush Light Tallboy Stadium?
It should be, man.
2x4. Who drinks Bush? Nobody.
Our buddy
who drinks
Brent.
Bush Light? Florida.
Comerica Park at 13. Anybody know where Comerica Park is located?
Is that not? That's not the White Sox?
Nope.
Used to be.
That is in Michigan.
Oh, Detroit.
With the Detroit Tigers.
Really?
That's right. Kind of a boring-looking field.
Okay.
Truist Park. Anybody know who plays inside of Truist Park? Number 12 on the list. That's another one that's southeast.
The Braves?
The Atlanta Braves.
Okay. Good job.
There you go. They change stadiums every 2 years, so it's hard to keep track of
them. They do. Yeah.
Number 11 on the list. Who plays at T-Mobile Park?
Ah, you know.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
The fact that we're not in the top 10 is a crime, man. We have one of the most beautiful parks in the world of baseball.
That is a fact.
Actually, T-Mobile Park is tremendous. It's from the views to, like, the food,
everything,
the beer
right?
selection. Just awesome.
Citizens Bank Park tops out number 10. Citizens Bank Park. Anybody know? They have one of the greatest mascots in sports.
Philadelphia
Phillies. Yeah. Correct, Ted. You have Target Field at number 9.
That's the Minnesota Twins.
Yes. Dodger Stadium coming in at number 8 down there in LA.
Dodgers.
Coors Field at number 7.
That's Colorado.
Rockies. Number 6, Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Yes, baby, let's go.
Let's go, Pirates.
Petco Park at number 5.
San Diego
Padres. Fenway Park at number 4.
The Red Sox.
PNC Park Pittsburgh. At number 3.
That is an amazing stadium. Team song.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Number 2, Oracle Park.
Giants.
The San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
And it rounds off for number 1. I don't believe we have a drum roll, but our own VD made a very heartfelt shout to it. Wrigley Field. There you go. The ballparks for 2025 ranked. Miles, I think I might have found your running soulmate, my friend.
You did.
I will tell you all about him at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Live from Pinder Tacos and Tequila, it is drinking time. And we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Well, old bitches, how you guys doing, man? This is ridiculously easy. It is opening day here in Seattle for the Seattle Mariners to take on the nameless A's. I almost feel bad. Sacramento A's, Oakland A's, Las Vegas A's was from the A's in the meantime. But listen, this happened because of you guys. But more than that, before I toast you, don't get too excited. Our friends here at Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. Listen, man. These guys jumped on board. They said, hell yeah, come on down, let's do this. And here we are. It's opening day in baseball. It's opening day for the Mariners. There's no way we can do worse than we did last year. Well, there's a way, but let's not do that. But Pioneer, Tigers, and the Kimbles invited us, all of us here, to do what we're doing, which is nothing more than going, let's just throw down and have a good time, man. So thank all of you guys. Certainly thank Pioneer, Tigers, and the Kimbles. Not just for inviting us, but for being here all the time, man, between every Seahawks game, every Mariners game. These guys are here, man. They
Sounders game.
Concerts.
Sounders game.
Hell
the concerts. Wamu Theater. Like, you name it, man.
Monster Truck.
The food kicks ass. They have Men's Room IPA on draft. Boat shows.
What more do you want?
Right. Seriously, man. They're just here all the time. Whether you know it or not, this place that you're standing in right now, whether you know it or not, if there's a thing going on in any one of the, it seems like two, it might be 457 different places that do things. These guys are open to make sure you do what you got to do, to do what you got to do, to go do what you got to do, man. And they did it for us. We kind of came to them last minute, and they said, well, yeah, let's do it, man. And places like that are the places we like to deal with, man. So to this joint, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, all you guys for coming out, man, to make it worth their while. We appreciate all of you that have come down. We certainly appreciate the people in the background to make this happen, man. That's our guys,
yes.
Bill, our guys, Patrick. All these
Tim,
guys, right, man?
Tim.
I will say this every time we do
not
something.
Castle.
We are not Castle. I'm not going to give credit to Castle. He just gets cocky. I mean, look, he has something to do with this. But in the end, man, when we all stand here, I know, God damn it. When we all show up here and do things like this, man, we are what we call the icing on the cake, right? The cake has been made. We're just the pretty thing that has the candles on top. And not just us, but all of you. Guys, man, we make this look awesome. Be proud of yourselves. Be proud that you're here, man. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to us. Congratulations to the next season of baseball. So all of that said, let's drink, man.
Hell yeah.
That's why we're adults. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze, damn it, because we think we're yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat, you party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Live for Pinter Tacos and Tequila TV Time with Ted is coming up next.